Okay, we'll say today's daf is Shabbos daf Tzadi Dalet. We are at the Mishnah on Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis. We have a couple of Hilchos Shabbos classical topics that we are going to talk about today. So let's dive right into it. Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah here has two klolim, one in terms of Otsah and then in terms of Shabbos Hilchos Shabbos throughout. All of the malachos, but let's see. Hamotzi ochlin pachos migashir bekli. Let's say you take out food that is less than a shear in a kli, in a utensil. So potter af ala kli. You are potter even for the kli itself. Shakli tfelalo, because the utensil is tafel, is insignificant. As a, I mean, it's just a mechanism in, to take out the pachos mikazai. So once you're or pachos mikashir. So once you're doing that's something that's not significant, you're not doing a hotzah. It's significant because even though you're taking out a kli, the kli is not what you want to take out. You wanted to take out the seeds that you have in the kli, and therefore you're going to be putter on the kli. Says the Tanakhama. Let's just say eshachay b'mita. Let's say you're taking out someone who is alive on a bed. So then putter, you're going to be putter. Af alamita, even for the bed. Why? Again, shehamita tfelalo, because the bed is tafel. What do you want to do? You want to take this guy outside, and the mita, the bed is tafel. Now, why aren't you chayev for the guy himself? So, as the Gemara is going to tell us in today's daf, there's a concept called chay nose es atma, because a person kind of carries himself. He carries his own weight. Just to see Rashi on the Mishnah as a chay b'mita v'chay lo mechayev al hotzah. Also, who makil or mekil atzmo v'nosei atzmo. He, a person, almost, even though he's not putting any effort into the carrying, when a person's alive, he almost supports his own weight. And that's why you have the phrase, you know, dead weight, because someone who's not alive is going to be heavier. He's not carrying his own weight. Whether that's physically true or metaphysically true, I'm not exactly sure, but I think it's actually physically true. Either way, but lemaisa, the concept of chay nosei es atzmo, a person will carry himself, and therefore you're not going to be chayav for taking this person outside. Let's say, though, back in the Mishnah, es hames b'mita, let's say you're taking out a nifter chas v'shalom in a bed, so then you're going to be chayav, because that's already, that's what you wanted to do. As you're going to see in a second, this is the opinion of the Tanakhama, and that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and we'll see in a second that Rabbi Shimon, well, let's get there. Mechen kezayis min ames, and so too, a kezayis from a mace, where that has significance, because it can be metame, the kezayis min a nevelo, or kezayis from a dead carcass animal, uka adosha min a sheretz, or a lentil size from a sheretz, those all have capacity to transmit tumah. That's the minimum shear for all three of those items. So therefore, if you take those outside, they are significant, and you are going to be chayiv. As Rashi says, hold the metame, since it is metame, so hotzah chashuvahi. Then it's considered a significant hotzah. Okay, right, because what are you doing? Lahatzil atzmo min hatumah, because you're saving yourself, and presumably you're taking the item outside, so no one will become tame. So you're doing something that's chashuv, according to Tanakhama, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because you're removing the tumah from the house. For Rabbi Shimon, Poter. Rabbi Shimon says you are Poter. This is the Machogas that we've quoted before of Malacha Sheina Tzricha Lagufa. Malacha that literally translated means you do not need for itself. And there's a pretty well-known Rashi Tosos that we've mentioned a couple times, but the clearest Makoros, at least as far as I'm aware of, in terms of what they actually hold, are here. So let's just read it in Rashi, and then Tosos is on So the Mishnah, the Rashi on the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon Poter, afilu b'meis sholem. Even if you take out a full mace, right? Tanakhama said you are chayiv. Rabbi Shimon says you are poter. Why? To have a malacha shein tzricha legufa. V'chol malacha shein tzricha legufa, any malacha that you don't need, you're going to be poter. Now, what is a malacha shein tzricha legufa? So this is what Rashi defines. V'chol malacha shein tzricha legufa, ela l'salka me'ilov. Any malacha that you don't actually need, but what are you doing? You're removing something from yourself, right? That you need to take the mace out of the room. You don't need the mace outside. The purpose of the taking the mace outside is not for the actual, it's not actually to bring the mace outside. If you could snap your fingers and make the mace disappear, you'd prefer that. But you don't want the tumah, the mace, in the room, so therefore, when you take it outside, it's a malacha shein tzricha legufa, a malacha you don't need for its inherent, I guess, action or purpose. Diberotsono lo balo v'lo hayatzarech lo, because this person didn't want it and he didn't really need it. Hilkach lav malachas machsheves hi Rabbi Shimon. That's not considered, again, a phrase we've mentioned before, malachas machsheves. A malacha that you do on Shabbos has to be malachas machsheves, an action that you thought to do. So it's not considered malachas machsheves if you don't want the actual result. You're just doing the malacha to get some other outside benefit. That's Rashi Shita. Tosos, if you, I guess you don't have to flip, but if you look at Sadi Dal and Amar Aleph, Rabbi Shimon Poter, so that's should have been on the Mishnah, but as you see, for whatever reason, the Tfus put it here. They were just, it's obviously a big Tosos. Read a couple of lines just so you can see a Shita right off the bat. Nira Lari, what is a Malacha Tzirin Zichal Agufa? Kari Kisha Osa Malacha Vein Tzorech Loso Tzorech Kein Shayu Tzrich Laba Mishkan. You do a malacha, but not for the same purpose that they did that malacha in the Mishkan. Elo l'inyan acher. Rather, you're doing it for another purpose. Ki atzorach sha'isa malacha neses bishvilo b'mishkan hu guf ha'malacha. Because the need, the purpose that the malacha was done in the Mishkan is the actual guf ha'malacha. It's the actual mitzvah, malacha itself. V'shorsho, and that's its source. Okay, and then Tosas runs through all these examples of Lakshin Zichla Gufa. But either way, that's the Machlokas Rashi Tosos. In terms of the mace, so certainly they didn't need to take a mace out of outside in the Beis HaMikdash. The purpose of Otan was carrying the Krushim and carrying the Mishkan and carrying different parts, right, from loading the wagons. So certainly not the same purpose. That would be why Tosas holds here that Tamalcha Shen Tzichla Gufa, and Rabbi Shimon is Poter, Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayev, as the Tanakhama says. Again, according to Rashi, as we explained, you don't actually need the mace in the house, so therefore you don't need the actual purpose of the Malacha. But either way, this is the Machlokas Malacha Shen Tzichla Gufa. Let's go weiter in the Halakha Gemara. So Tana Rabbanan, Hamotzi Ochlin Kishir. If you take out the proper shear of food, right, we said in the Mishnah, Pachos Mikashir, so then you're going to be Potter even for the Kli. Let's say you take out Kashir, like we said before, let's say five seeds or whatever. So in Bekli, Chayev ala Ochlin, u Potter ala Kli. If you take it out, let's say in a spoon, or maybe not a spoon, but let's say in a bowl, so then you are Potter on the Kli, Rashi says, because it's Tafel. Vim Haya Kli Tzorichlo, but if you needed the bowl, then Chayev ala Kli. Then you're Chayev for both of them. So again, you're doing one Hotzah with two items, and you're going to be chayef for both. Shema mina, that seems to imply that ochal shnei zeisim chelev behela mechad chayef shtayim. That if you eat two kezeisim of chelev in one helem and one forgetting, so you should be chayef twice. We've mentioned that you don't. We've considered that you don't. That you only really, or in general, usually when you do a bunch of the same averos in the same helem, right? Usually you bring only one chata. So that this brisa seems to contradict that, and so you would be chayev for each and every kezayis of chelev that you eat. So Rav Shesha sachav mine skinan kigon sheshagar ala ochlin vehezid ala kli. So Rav Shesha says, you're right, because this case over here, it's not going to prove that, because this case over here is where the shogeg that you did was on the food, but you were mazed on the kli. You knew it was usher to take out a kli on Shabbos, but you thought, for whatever reason, Ochol Nefesh, or whatever, you thought that taking out food on Shabbos was mutter, and therefore the Shkaga is only on the food, and therefore you're only bringing the Korban Chatas on the food, and therefore you're only Chayav 1. It doesn't say anything about how many Chatos you would bring if you ate two Kizesim of Chelev and one Helm. Gemara says, one second, Maskev La Ravashi, one second, Af Alaklit Chatani. Right? You said the phrase of the Brisa was Af Alaklit. Right? You're even Chayav on the Kli. Right? It implies that it's not going to be a case where your chayav chatos is only on the food and not on the kli. Right, again, in the case that we just brought, that Rav Shesh has just brought, you'd be chayav misa for the kli. Right, so that's not so good. But meaning the language of the brisa implied that you're getting the same punishment for both, or the same kapara for both. Elam Ravashi says kigon sheshagag bazeh uvazeh. The case is no. You had you were not sure what halacha is by both of them. Well, you thought it was mutter by both of them. V'nodelo v'chazar v'nodelo, and you found out about them at different times. This was a machlokas that we had on Ayin Aleph on the Beis between, as the Gemara points out, v'plukta Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Lakish. If you do two averas in one helem, and you found out about one of the averas, brought a korban chatas, and you found out again, So the Gemara over there, to Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, darshan out psukim a little bit differently as to whether the first korban chatas will atone for the other avera that you did in the same helen, in the same forgetting. And that's the machlokas over here. So again, what Ravashi is saying is that according to Rabbi Yochanan, that you're chayiv another one. So therefore, that is in this case you'll be chayiv for both chatos. You'll be chayiv for the kli and for the food and af ala kli, and you'll be chayiv both. Okay, good. And that's what we're talking about over here. As a chayv amita, potter af al amita. If you take out a live person on a bed, so your potter, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, really, even for the bed. The Gemara says, Leva Masnis and Rabbi Nelson, he below Rabbanan. Maybe the Mishnah is only Rabbi Nelson and not the Rabbanan. Well, what's that, Machlokas? Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa. Hamotzi be'im achayva, ofler shusar rabim. If you take an animal into a shusar rabim, bein chayim and bein shochtin, whether they're alive, whether they're shechted, chayv. You are going to be chayv, that is. So, Rabbi Nelson Omer al shochtin chayiv al chayin potter. If it's shechted, fine. So then you're chayiv. But if it's alive, then you're potter. Why? Shechay no seis atzma. Because a live animal will carry itself. So the Gemara says, so Amar Rava afilu tamer rabbanan. No, you could even say that our Mishnah that says if you take out a mace, a chay on a bed, you're potter al falamito, right, so you can even say that the Rabbanan, who say that the animal that you take out on Shabbos is going to be chayiv, so you could even say that over here the Rabbanan would say that if you took out a live person on the bed, you're potter for both of them. Because, why? Ad kan lo pligi Rabbanan aled Rabbi Nosson, ela bebehema chayiv. Oh, frankly, only this machlokas and the brisa is about an animal. So the Rabbanan only argue and say that you're going to be chayiv for taking out an animal, because dimishar bati nafshayu, because the animal is trying to squirm its way and get out of your grasp, and it's Rashi says umechabdin atzmon, and they make themselves heavier so they can squirm out of your grasp and get out of there. Aval adam chay, but a live person, the nosi it's atzmon, right? A person just carries, right, sitting there on the bed chilling. So if the rabbanim know that, maybe the rabbanim would be moda that is a concept of chay nosi it's atzmon, and you would be potter for the Hotzar. I'm like, Ravada Barava, the Rava, Ravada Barava, said the Rava, one second, Ravada Tanah, we know the Mishnah. This Mishnah is in, I think, Bechoros or Vodazara. I can't see, it's a little smudged on the side of in my Mishar Sashas. But either way, I'm stuck on the Vodazara yet, because the context here is that it was also, the Chazal said it was Osir, it was Dinder Rabbanan, to sell Behema Gasa, or like working type animals, to Goyim. Because we were afraid that once you're selling them to Goyim, you may rent them to Goyim, and then the Goyim will use the animals that they rented from you on Shabbos, right? Very reasonable. And that's a problem, because then you still own the animal, and the animal is working on Shabbos. So that is true by animals, you know, let's say donkeys and oxen or whatever. Ben Becerra says that back in the Gemara, Ben Becerra matir besus. Ben Becerra said it was mutter if you are selling him a horse. Mistama, because, right, as Rashi says over here, on the Mochel Nachri, you're allowed to sell him a horse. And Pnisha Malachas Asus, and my Adam Oseo, so in Chayav Alechatas to the Rechiva Omeid. Right, because usually what's happening on a horse, usually a person is riding the horse, and here's the kicker, as Rashi says, V'achai nosi es atzmo, right, and a live person carries himself, so the horse is not really doing malacha for you on Shabbos. So therefore, Ben Becerra said there's no concern that you may rent the animal to the goy and have him do malacha on Shabbos, because it's not really, when the horse carries a person, it's not malacha, it's V'achai nosi es atzmo. V'tanya, and we learned in a braisa, and why does Ben Becerra, as we pointed out, allow you to sell a horse to a guy? Because when he does malacha on Shabbos, it's not an issur daraisa. Right, maybe involved in issur darabanan. We'll see. Horse riding is not mutter, right? You may break a branch off, but okay, either way, the maisa, the malacha is not an issur darabanan. And the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said, Ben Becerra and Rabbi Nosson, Amru Davar Echad. Ben Becerra and Rabbi Nosson, who said before that Chai Nosei Es Atzmo, so that's exactly the same thing, that's the same Shita. Now, here's the Kasha. Via Marta, the little Pligi Rabbanan led Rabbi Nosson, and if you're telling me that the Rabbanan agree by a person is Nosei Es Atzmo, but an animal is not, Right, but the key point here that a person is no seis atzmo el behema chayav ve'of mishum de misharvati nafshayu. But they just argue in the case of an animal because they kind of like make themselves heavier to try and get away. My iri ben b'seira v'Rabbi Nasan. Right? Why would you specify, right, Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Nasan? From Marta filu Rabbanan mode. Really, the Rabbanan still agree. Right? What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan says this is Rabbi Nasan ben b'seira is halacha. What do you mean? It's everybody's halacha. Everybody agrees. So Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan. What's the case? Besus miyuchal laofos. The case is when Rabbi Nasan said it's mutter, it's Rabbi Nasan and Ben Beseira, they say that it's mutter for you to sell a horse to a guy in order to carry birds. Fascinating. Gemara even asked the question that we're all asking, we're all wondering. Does that exist? Is that a thing? So Gemara says, and there is. Ika debe vaidon. You have these the Bay Vaidon. She says Shaltside Ophos. Fascinating. Bird hunters, bird catchers, I guess. She knows the Alasus Ophos. They put birds on the horse, Kishahin Chayin, when they're alive. Kigo Neitsu Mino Latsud Shar Ophos. You have some birds of prey to catch other birds. Veloma Sharati Nafshayu, and they don't run away. Why? The Lukashiri, because they're not even tied to the horse. So therefore, Ivahashtana, so then you can say already Chainosi is Atzmo, that's the machlokas between Rabbi Nasan and Chachamim, whether an animal is Noseis Atzmo, and that's why we specified Rabbi Nasan and Ben Basira, and that works out okay. Am Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says weiter, Umode Rabbi Nasan Bekafos. Rabbi Nasan agrees that if the animal is tied, so then it can't make itself heavier, can't squirm away, then you're going to be chayiv, and that's not a case of chay Noseis es Atzmo. Amalei Ravada Bar Masna Labaye, Vahani Parsai, but what about these Persian people? The command the kafiti damu. The way they would ride their horses is they would kind of latch themselves, tie themselves onto a horse, and they wouldn't be able to move. Right? I guess they were nervous or whatever. That was just the style. Right? So apparently, if a human being can't move, right? If you're telling me that Ben Beseira and Rabbi Nasan agree, so it seems like there's no problem carrying something that is bound. But you're telling me that these Persians, or you're telling me that the Persians, it seems to be mutter to sell, no one said anything about not selling horses to Persians, even though the human beings are really tied up when they ride on these horses. So Gemara says, awesome, over there by the Persian case, so Ramos Ruchahu Denokilu. No, they're just Balagaiva. And that's why they sit up there all proper, tied up without moving, because that's like a Balagaiva thing. The Upar, the Dashka, because you see there was some sort of army officer, the Ratach Malka Iluya, that the king got angry at him, but right, Falsa Parsi Bikare, and they ran, he ran away three parsas on foot. Meaning, it's not that the Persians themselves can't move, and therefore they tie themselves to the horse, right? They just elect to sit in that manner, and therefore they're still considered Chai Nosei as Atzmo. Okay. Sagora says it's Ames Pemita Chayev and Kezayev Semen Ames, etc., etc. That we had talked about the Machlokas. Excuse me, Malacha Shenetzricha Lagufa. Amar Rava Bar Barachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Shimon Lakish. Poter Haya Rabbi Shimon, Af Motis Ames Lakovro. Rabbi Shimon said, even if you're going to take out Ames to bury it. So even if the Malacha is for the Mace, right, it has a purpose for the mace, but it doesn't really have a purpose for the person. You're still going to be potter, as Rashi explains. Velotema lo potter ela b'menicho lechutz de in tzorach lo legufo shal motzi v'lo legufi shal haotza. Right, you don't say that you're only potter in a scenario where it has no purpose whatsoever, where there's no purpose for the mace that you're taking out, and there's no purpose for the guy who's taking the body out. Right? Even if it's the tzorach hames, and theoretically you could think that there's a benefit here for the mace, you're still going to be potter, because again, we're focusing on the person who's doing the malacha. Amar Rava says, Rabbi Shimon bimar lach porbo. Rabbi Shimon is moda, though, however, if you take out a mar's utensil to dig with, a sefer Torah likros bo, or a sefer Torah in order to read from it, dechayev. that you're going to be chayev, because again, you need the item, you want to use the item that you're taking out, so that is going to be chayev. So Gemara says, well, pshita, obviously, that's a classic case of otzah. So the hanami malach hashem tzuk l'gufahi, right, for sure that's... what does it say? Right, because if you're going to tell me that's malach hashem tzuk l'gufa, ela malach hashem tzuk l'gufa, the Rabbi Shimon, hecha mishkavis lo. Right, if how could you ever, right, what then, therefore, what is the case of Malach HaShem Tzuch L'Gufa, Kon Rabbi Shimon? Right, if that case is Malach HaShem Tzuch L'Gufa, what's the case of Malach HaTzuch L'Gufa? Right, obviously, you're taking out an item to use it. Well, if you can tell me that that's Malach HaShem Tzuch L'Gufa, what is a Malacha that you, Tzuch L'Gufa, that you do need for what you're doing? Right, it doesn't make sense. Right, that's literally the definition of what's up. So Gemara says, "Ma'od detema, why do you need to tell me that that's chayiv? Ma'od detema, you might have thought ad deika legufo ulegufo, that you need to, the malacha needs to be for you and for it. Kegon, like mar lasos lo tach vilachbor. If you're taking out the utensil, I guess a shovel. I'm not sure exactly what a mar is. I forget already. Shovel, axe, picko, whatever it is, you need to fix the item." And you need to dig with it. Or a Sefer Torah lehegya vilikrosbo. Or a Sefer Torah to correct, and again, to fix a vilikrosbo, and to read from it. So you might have thought you needed a purpose for the item and for the person doing the malacha, kamash malan. Therefore, it teaches me that Rabbi Shimon will be moda that no, that is a malacha shetzricha legufa, and you are going to be chayv. Okay. Ahush chava dava bedur bedrukra. There was a nifter that was in drukra. In a city, in a town, and Shara Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak l'afkir l'karmelis. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, "You know, it's mutter if you do otzah to take it out into a karmelis." Amalei Rav Yochanan, Achu Demar Breira, the Ravna, the Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, he said, "Come on, who are you holding like Rabbi Shimon? Like Rabbi Shimon? Why the aim of the putter Rabbi Shimon Michiyav Chatos? Wait, one Rabbi Shimon says you're only not going to bring a Chiyav Chatos. He sued the Rabbana Miyaiko." But it's still, right, again, this is what we've pointed out, that Malach HaShem Tzuch L'Gufa, you're not going to be Chayav Chatos, but there still is an Iser D'Rabbanan. So how could you tell them to take it out into a Karmelis? So Amalei Ho'elokim, Rabbanu Shel Olam, Da'ilos Be'at, you could also take it out. V'afilu L'Rabbi Yehuda, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, right, who holds that Malach HaShem Tzuch L'Gufa is Chayav, Dimi Kamino L'Rishus HaRabim? What, did you... I tell him out to Rishus. I didn't take it out to Rishus Rabin. The Carmelist Kamino. Right, I took it out to the Carmelist. That's Hotzah Midirabanan. And Gadol Kavod HaBrios Shadoches Losasi Shem Torah. And Kavod HaBrios overrides Losase in the Torah. Now we've pointed out, right again, Kavod HaBrios, it was, if it's, to take out the mace, to put it in a Carmelist was Kavod HaBrios. So it's Doche Losasi Shem Torah. Now we've pointed out before, if you remember back in Brachos, somewhere around there, that we have a whole discussion about this concept, and it's not that Kavod HaBrios is docha any iser. And we had before, if you remember, that we had a case of shatnez. If a person realizes that he's wearing shatnez, so he has to take it off in even in Rishus HaRabim. Gemara says Kavod HaBrios docha is lo sasei shem haTorah. So we had a whole discussion over there, and basically it's docha de lo sase of lo sasur, which is the iser of not listening to the Rabbanan. Meaning, normally we say that Kavod HaBrios would be docha de Rabbanan, and that's exactly what Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was saying. Saying, yeah, Kavod HaBrios, take the mace out into a karmelis, which is hotzah mi de Rabbanan, so therefore forget Malach HaShem Tzuch L'Gufa. Right? Even Rabbi Yehuda, who says you're chayiv in such a case, would admit that this is mutter because it's just de Rabbanan, and there is no gzera de Rabbanan when you're competing with Kavod HaBrios. Okay. It's not awesome. We learned in a Mishnah. Hatolish simani tuma. If you take out the signs of tuma, this is talking about a case where you have tsaras, and a person has two hairs in a little area. So if you take off, if you pluck out those signs of hairs, because you need the coins to see them, right? So then if you take out the hairs, he's going to think that you're not tame. The hachve hamechya, or there's another way you get tsaras, is that if you have like a wound and then you have some fresh, clean skin in the middle. So if you would like burn off that clean skin, in the middle, so over below sase, your chayiv, there's an iser. What iser is that? So Rashi says, right, Second one, right? Not the first losase. The second Dibur Maaskel, Uber Belosase. The Shamar B'negat Tzaras. It's a mitzvah to keep and watch and not interfere with Tzaras. So if you, I guess, go out of your way to uproot the Tzaras on your body, so that is a losase. Itmar, it was said, Achas Mishtaim Chayev. If you take one out of the two hairs, because again, the shear is you need two hairs, to be decided that you're a tzaras and be tame. So if you take out one of the two hairs, then you're going to be chayef for this iser. But achas mishalosh, if you take out one out of the three, so now that you're left with two, and technically if the kohen looked at you, he'd say that you were tame. So then that's a machlokes. Rav Nachman amar chayef, Rav Sheshes amar poter. Rav Nachman amar chayef because ahani maisov, right? You're chayef because you did some maisa, you did an action. Because now if one other hair falls out, so azla lo tuma, then the tuma is gone. But you have now made yourself into a scenario where if you lose another hair, so the tuma will be gone. So you've now done something. Right? You haven't changed your status from tame to tahor, but you've put yourself in a better situation. Theoretically, your tuma could disappear. Rav Sheshes amar, Rav Sheshes says, no, poter, because ashtamias. Also, you're the tumah, because right now you're still tumah if the kohen would show up and check you out. So you'd still tumah, so therefore taking out that one out of three hairs is not going to do anything. Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said, Minah amin Allah. How do I know that you're potter? It's not. Like, and he quotes our Mishnah. B'chein kazayis min ames, v'kazayis min nevela chayiv. Right? If you take out a kazayis of a dead body, or a nevela, so you're going to be chayiv for otzah, because again, that's going to be metame, that's the minimum shear for being metame something, so you've done a legitimate otzah, implying that ha-chatzi zayis, if you take out half a zayis, potter, that you're potter. Ve'atanya, but we also learned in a different brisa, chatzi zayis chayiv, if you take out a chatzi zayis, you're going to be chayiv. So what are those two cases? What's going on over there? My love, is it not Hadatanya Chayev, the case where we said that you're Chayev for taking out a Chatzizayis? The Apik Chatzizayis Mikazayis, that you took out half a Zayis from a Kazayis? The Hadatan, meaning, because what did you do? You took it, you affected a change in the item, because if you take out a half a Zayis out of a Zayis, then you've now no longer enabled it to be metame. But the time potter, when you tell me when the Mishnah that implied that you're potter for taking out this half zayis, dafik chatzis zayis mi kazayis v'mechza, that you took out a half a zayis from a kazayis and a half, and therefore you didn't change the status of the tumah at all, and therefore you're going to be potter. So the Gemara, sort of Nachman would say back to him, no, idi chayiv. Both of those cases that you just told me are a chayiv. Whether you take half a zayis from a full zayis or a half a zayis from a zayis and a half, you're still going to be chayiv. This says Rav Nachman, other time potter, what's that case in the Braisa, in the Mishnah, implying that half a zayis is going to be potter? That you took out half a zayis from a big mace, and then obviously you haven't done anything. So that lines up according to Rav Nachman, who says that even though you take out one out of three hairs, you've still made the two hairs, you've still made that item closer to becoming tahor. But here, when you take a half a zayis off an entire mace, so what have you done? Nothing. That's not going to impact it at all down the road. So therefore, in that case, that's the scenario where you're going to be part. Alright. New Mishnah, new topic. Hanotel tziparnov zu bazu. Let's say you take off your fingernails, right, one with the other. Right? You use one hand's fingernails and you take off to kind of cut at fingernails on the other finger. Obishinov, or you'd use your teeth. V'chein bisaro, so too if you're taking out hair. V'chein shfomo, so too if you're taking out, let's say, your mustache. V'chein zakano, or your beard. V'chein agudeles, or a woman who braids her hair. V'chein akocheles, and a woman who puts blue makeup on. V'chein apokeses, someone who also kind of, another woman who fixes up her hair. Rashi over here says Yesh Merabas has a machokas in terms of what that means. Yesh Merabasai Omer Mitakanas Sara Vemasrek, right, combing her hair, Obeyadaim, or with her hands. Yesh Mefarshim, and some people explain, Tacha Kimin Batsek Al Panel. She did some sort of dough on her face, okay? Ukan Shanot Lamadim Abasar, which they take it off. It's like a facial, right? Her skin, her face will become a little redder. It's almost like you warm up the skin, some early facial. Okay, either way, but those types of, let's say, makeup situations, Rabbi Elezer, Chayev, V'chachamim, Osrim, Mishum Shvus. Rabbi Elezer says that you're going to be Chayev, Midaraisa, and the Chachamim say, no, these are all Osir, midrabanan. And we'll see exactly what's going on in each of the malacha, in terms of the fingernails and the sayar and the hair. So that's going to be for sure the malacha of gozes. But let's see. Okay, we'll see exactly what's going on. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says this, Machlokes biyad. Machlokes here, whether you're going to be chayev midaraisa or midarabanon, so again, for taking out, we said, the fingernails, if you use one finger, one nail to remove another, that's a machlokes. Aval bekli, but if you use, let's say, a scissor or a nail cutter, then you're going to be chayev. So, then you're going to be chayev. The Gemara says, well, pshita, zubzutznan. Well, that was the exact language of the Mishnah. Right? You took off one nail with the other. Right? Obviously, that the Mishnah is being specific. It's not just saying that for its health. So the Gemara says, Ma'adatema, you might have thought Rabbanan b'kli nami patri. No, you might have thought that the Rabbanan also patri you if you use a scissor or a kli or some whatever. Vada katani zubzu, and the only reason the Mishnah said that if you use your fingernails, you're going to be chayev, v'odicha kocho de Rabbi Eliezer. To teach you that even Rabbi Elazar would hold that you're chayev even if you use your fingernails. But really the Rabbanan would hold that you're potter whether you use your fingernails or a kli. Tamash Malan, therefore, comes to teach me, right? Rabbi Elazar came and said that you're chayev b'kli. V'am Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar also said, machlokas la'atzma, that's a machlokas if you do it for yourself. Aval chavero, but if you do it for your friend, so then, divrei akol potter. Everybody, right? Then everybody holds it, you're potter. Rashi says, because Eno Yochol La'aminas Yodo Litol Yofe Below Kli, because you're not going to be able to, what's called, to be able to figure it out, to take off your friend's fingernail without a utensil. So it must be that you're going to be potter. Sorry, one second. Right, good, fine. Yeah. Okay. So it says pshita, obviously, right? See, pornovtanan, right? What was the language of the Mishnah? If you cut off your fingernails, that's the machlokas. So the Gemara says, why do you need to tell me that if you do someone else's fingernails, you're going to be potter? Again, that's not a normal way of cutting. So you might have thought, Rabbi Eliezer lechavero nami mechayev, that even Rabbi Eliezer is going to be mechayev if you do it for your friend. And the reason we're only talking about a person's own fingernails is to tell you how strong the Rabbanan Shita is, that they are going to patri you, or more specifically, patri avalasar, kamash malan, therefore, we teach you that everybody agrees that to do someone else's fingernails is patri. Okay, the Mishnah said, v'chein v'saro, so too by hair. Tana, we learned in a braisa, hanotel male pi hazug. What's the shear for taking out hairs that's going to make you chayev? Male pi hazug, to fill the mouth of a scissor. And that's the tip of the scissor, not the, is it the tip of the scissor? Yeah, but that's the tip of the scissor, and not like if you open it the full length. So Gemara says, Kama Mali Piazug, how many is that? I'm Rav Yehuda Shtayim. Two hairs, that's the shear. V'atanya, didn't we learn in Ebraisa, Lekorcha Shtayim, that the Isser, Lekorcha, there's an Isser that you're not allowed to tear out your hair. If Rechman Letzlan, a person loses a relative, so one of the mourning, the way a person used to mourn, is by ripping out hair and etc. etc. So that's an Isser in the Torah. What's the shear for that? So that is Shtayim. Right? So that implies, and again, this is the end of the Mishnah. Not our Mishnah, but it's the continuation of that same. That's a continuation of the Brisa that we just quoted, Tana, right? The first thing we quoted after the two dots. That's a continuation of that Brisa. So that implies that that's a different shear than Mali Piazuk, because otherwise it would have said Lekorcha Mali Piazuk. So therefore the Gemara says, you're right, Eim Avachin Lekorcha Shtayim, and therefore say so too the shear for being chay for this Isser of ripping out your hair over a mace is also two hairs. Tanya Mihachi, we also learned in our Braisa, Hanotel Mali Piazuk B'Shavis Chayiv V'Kama Mali Piazuk Shtayim, that is two hairs. Okay. And Rabbi Eliezer Omar Achas, Rabbi Eliezer, lo and behold, holds that it's only one hair. Umodim chachamim the Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi chachamim agreed Rabbi Eliezer, but malaki levanos mitok shchoros, that if you take white out of black, meaning you take out the white hairs, so you clip the gray hairs, so that is going to be aser. Why? Because you shafilu achas chayev, even one hair is going to be chayev, because you've already done something. You've accomplished something, you're making it look nicer, and that's exactly the point of what you're doing. V'devrezeh af pachol aser, and that's even aser, during the week for a man, Mishum Shinemar, Lo Yulbash Gever, Simlas Isha, because that is Beged Isha, and it's usher, as you know, as perhaps you're familiar, it's usher for a man to take out his white hairs. Tanya Belinda Nebraisa, Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar Omer, Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar says, Tziporon Shepirish Ruba. Let's say you have a fingernail that most of it is gone. Vitzitzin Shepirshu Rubin. And also, tzitzin are cuticles. Most of them have fallen off. Biyad Mutter. To take it off with your hand on Shabbos is Mutter. That's not going to be Gozes. Bekli Chayev. Chayev Chatas. But if you use a Kli, then you're Chayev Chatas. Gemara says, well, you're skipping a step. Right, we have mentioned before many times. There are three steps in Hilchos Shabbos. There's Chayev Chatas, Asur Midaraisa. There's Pater Aval Asur, meaning Pater, but it's Asur Midarabanan. And then there's Mutter. So the Gemara says, you skip the step. Umiyika Midi, the Bekli Chayev Chatas, Ubiyad Mutter Lacharchila. Right? Is there anything where in one way you're going to be Chayev Midaraisa, and the other way you're going to be, it's going to be Mutter Lagamre? So the Gemara says, you're right. Hachi Kamar, this is what I meant to say. Pirshu Ruban, if most of it fell off, then miyad mutter bekli potter avalasim. And then if you take it off with your hand, or with your fingers or whatever, then it's mutter, but if you use a utensil, it's potter avalasim. Lo pirshu ruban, if most of them, if most of the item, the fingernail or whatever, has not fallen off, so then miyad potter avalasim bekli chayiv chattas. Okay? Amrav Yehuda halacha bishon ben alazar. And that's in fact the halacha. Amrav bar v'chana b'yochanan v'husha pirshu klapi malo. When is it going to be mutter? That's only if it's pointing upwards, umitzaro so, and it is bothering him. Meaning, the nail or the cuticles are, I guess, they're peeling backwards towards you, and that's painful. Anybody's ever had that? That's really, really painful. But if it's the other way, if it's peeling towards the end of the finger, so that is not nearly as painful, says the Gemara, and therefore that would be usur according to Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, Shkoi Gadol Rabosu, we'll go right through tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. And then, are we going to finish the Perek tomorrow? No, I don't think so. This time or not. But Mitzvah Shem, we're almost done with Hamatznia. We're plowing through Masechta Shabbos. Sooner or later, we'll find ourselves in Erevin, but for now, we're enjoying the Halacha L'Maisa Gemaras in Hilchos Shabbos. Okay, Rabosu, Kol Tuv, all the best. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.